I didn't put things away at the paper. Did you change it and you didn't keep it in that container?
No, nope, still there.
Time to clean this back out.
Maybe it's, yeah, maybe it's further back because I haven't.
But the back. Big one, it's a big round one with a lid.
I can go in for you, Mary.
Why don't you just let us do it, Mary?
I don't see it. So I've got some paper.
Okay, let us go in there now. No, it's not.
We can't hear.
Haven't heard a word yet.
You're muted.
Okay, thank you for that information. Hopefully I'm unmuted now. Okay, I moved a little, so take a little hashtadlis to see if, I'm assuming what I said till now was heard, the background, the beginnings?
No, we didn't hear anything.
Nothing since the beginning?
Nothing.
Okay, so let's start again. Good evening, everyone. We'll start over again. It got cut out a few times. I don't know why, but let's start again. Okay. The Gemara says that if a person has the casing that's of a pillow, it's meant to be a pillow or a cushion, but it's missing all the filling. The feathers were never put into it. So it's usher on Shabbos for the first time to put the feathers or whatever soft material you want to put it into the casing and create the pillow or create the cushion. It's usher to do that on Shabbos because you're creating a new entity. It's what's called tikkun mana. You're creating a mana as a keli. You're creating a keli. But if the feathers were there already and they came out, you're allowed to replace them on Shabbos. Replace meaning put back the same feathers that were in that casing could be replaced into that casing. You can't put in other feathers or add feathers, and you can't put these feathers into a different case, but you could put back together, reconstruct the pillow that was once a pillow. So there are other cases that are learned out from that. And for example, what's relevant to us, if you have a shoe with a lace, a shoe that requires a shoelace, and so if the shoelace comes out on Shabbos, even if it comes out entirely, whether intentionally or unintentionally, you're allowed to put back the same lace into that shoe. There is a caveat here that's provided it's not too difficult, meaning provided the shoelace, the ends, the tips of it are in good shape so that it's fairly easy to thread it in and out of the holes. If it's not, if it's like, let's say, these little plastic at the end of the shoelaces come off and the ends are frayed or, and you know, it's not easy, it's a tircha to get it in, then you're not supposed to put it back, even the same lace. But assuming it's not a tircha, it's fairly easy, it just needs to be put back in. You're allowed to put it back into the same shoe, the same lace and the same shoe. But you can't replace the lace with another one. So let's say it ripped. You're tying your shoes on Shabbos and you gave a yank and it ripped. You can't take that out, those laces, and replace them with another lace. Except the exception would be if you to replace them with a lace of a different color, which is totally inappropriate, so that you would never leave it there. It's just a patch, temporary patch, like a, you know, a man's black shoe and he gets a white laces from a sneaker or whatever it is, something that's really inappropriate. He would never leave it. If it's a lace, which is maybe not mamish black, but you can hardly tell the difference, then that's not good. But if it's lace where you could clearly tell the difference and nobody would walk around with that when they didn't absolutely have to, that you're allowed to put in because it's definitely meant to come out right after Shabbos. Okay, but as I said, to put in a different lace of the same, of the appropriate color, you couldn't. You could only put back in the exact pair of laces that came out. Now, what about a belt? So a let's say a man's belt and a pair of slacks, a man's trousers, which the belt that it goes in and out. It's not a part of the pants. That's mutter to do on Shabbos. Even a belt that was never in those loops. Even if it's a brand new, you got a brand new suit, and you're putting it off for the first time, and you want to put it in a belt, you're allowed to because a belt is not meant to be part of the pants. And even if you're the type, or the man is the type that doesn't take the belt out at night, because why bother taking it out, putting it back? He just leaves it in, you know. But even so, it's not a part of the slacks. So that's mutter to do. But if you have a belt, which is part of an outfit, let's say a woman's outfit, which has a belt, I think they call it a sash sometimes, and it matches this particular outfit, maybe it's the same pattern, the same design as the outfit, and it is meant to stay there. It's not just a belt that, you know, you put in this belt, put in that belt. It's the belt that's designed, it comes with the outfit, and it's a part of the outfit that you're not allowed to put in for Shabbos the first time. If it was in already and it came out, you're allowed to put that belt back in. But if, let's say, it was never in, you can't put it in, and you can't, or you couldn't, if it came out, you can't put in a different belt, which would replace it and would be, you know, become like a part of that outfit. Now, if you have a hood which has laces, so there's an additional problem. Excuse me. If it's the type of a lace or the type of a hood where you typically tie the end after you put in the lace, or if it maybe a hood's not a perfect example, but some outfit where you put in a lace and it's tied at the end, that's the derech, then you're not allowed to put that in on Shabbos because of exeri, you may tie it, which you can't do on Shabbos. So you're not even allowed to put it in, even if you don't plan on tying it. Now, if we mentioned before the case of the Gemara with the pillowcase, Okay, I'm sorry for the technical difficulties. It's not in my control. But anyway, what I was saying before the interruption was that to put a pillow into a pillowcase, today's pillowcases, which are just a cover for the pillow to keep it clean, it doesn't make the pillow. It's not a part of the pillow, and that's fine. You're allowed to do that. You're also allowed to put a blanket into a blanket cover. Granted, it's not the best thing to leave that for Shabbos, because it's cover the pillow with whatever with a pillowcase. Okay, I'll mention one more halacha in this context, is that if you have beads, something like beads, you're not allowed to string beads onto a lace or a string on Shabbos. One of the reasons is because it's the derech to tie it there, similar to what I mentioned before. It's the derech to tie the end, and therefore Chazal Asher doing that is a gzera, you may tie it. That type of knot you're not allowed to make. It's a permanent knot, so you're not allowed to do that. So therefore you're not allowed to bead it, even if you would want to do something other than tie it, but you're not allowed to bead it on Shabbos for that reason. If and that means even if the beads were on before and they came off, you couldn't put them back onto the string because of that gzera. Okay, apologize again for the interruptions. I hope something came out straight, and we'll continue next time. Have a good night.
Thank you, Rabbi. Have a good night. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.